Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where each and every day I bring on new business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Shane Elmer on the line, and he's CEO and co-founder over at OD Applications. Shane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Adam, for having me. I appreciate it.
So I'm excited to get more into what you're doing over at OD Applications, but before we do that, let's get a little bit further into your background. So how'd you get started in business and as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so actually, I guess we can go back to when I was just a little adolescent. Whenever I grew up, I always told my mom, she would ask me, like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? And, for some reason, as a youth, I would always say, well, I'd love to have a briefcase. And I never understood why I wanted to have a briefcase. Obviously, I wanted to work for myself and have a lot of money, but I just never understood the whole concept of it, that I was literally paving the path for kind of a business career, entrepreneurship career. But, it took me some time before I actually decided to get into it because, like most, I didn't have money, didn't have the knowledge or experience. So I just got a regular job. And then one thing kind of led to another after a few failures in the workforce. And when I finally decided that, I wanted to do something better with my life is when I kind of came across some things that I was actually good at and passionate with, and that's when I kind of went full force into the whole internet area.
I love your story, and what I love about it is that even as a kid you knew what you wanted to do, you just didn't know exactly how you were going to get to it. And I think all of us have fallen into that same exact category in some way, shape, or form. We're like, we know we have this thing we want to do, and we have to go through the process of life to figure it out and to kind of go and head to that path at some point. That being said, so now, you've been in business now, over 4 years with OD Applications, and you've obviously gotten past the hurdle of launching your products, and you have more experience under your belt. There's some entrepreneurs and some, first time, just getting out in their career that are listening to this right now, and they're a little bit further behind in their path just because they're just getting started. What kind of advice would you give to that newbie that's really out there just getting started with launching their first idea?
I'd really just tell them to play it smart. Don't make any mistakes with, legal areas, and don't do anything stupid. Save your money and find something that you really are passionate about, that you really do enjoy doing, that you are not bored doing, obviously, and do it part-time. Like, even if it's like a few hours a day, where maybe you're starting up your business, you're getting your LLC, you're starting to figure out what name you want to call your business, all these other things. Like, I think it's really important to slowly grow into it and then just turn it full blast once you've kind of getting those kinks worked out and you know how to make, turn a revenue and get your first sale and kind of schedule out your hours. I think that's the most important thing, because if you just hop right into it, then, you might not be spending your time appropriately or your money appropriately, and you could really get burnt out fast.
Now, that's great advice there. I want to switch it up a bit, Shane. Let's get into what you're doing over at OD Applications. So first, tell us a little bit more about the business, please.
Yeah, so OD Applications is kind of your full-service internet company where we do mobile applications, we website development, we do search engine optimization, and pretty much anything that a client or customer may need that lives on the internet, we can actually fulfill.
So what's your sweet spot in terms of clients that you like to work with? Because, and I'll say this, though, there's some people listening right now that are, they're driving their car and they're like, we need some of those things Shane's talking about taking care of, but I don't know if we're the right type of business for OD Applications. I mean, what's your sweet spot or niche that you like to work in in terms of businesses?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of really depends on the business, obviously. We kind of typically stay away from restaurants and direct to consumer services. We like to focus more on kind of like doctors and dentists, somewhat of these niches, because they're a little bit better for us to capitalize on with these other businesses, where if they're looking to, rank for search terms, or a lot of these doctors and dentists, for example, and also lawyers too, they don't necessarily have the most updated site. So we also work with them to updating their site. And unfortunately, the internet game isn't the cheapest nowadays, so we kind of typically stay away from these businesses that may not be producing as much revenue as some of the other ones. So it's just kind of a preference, I guess.
And what do you find? And I know this is gonna change from obviously client to client and situation to situation. But what do you find are some of the common themes that some of your clients have in terms of opportunity areas before you come in and help them solve them, and what they're doing wrong?
Yeah, so I mean, you'd be surprised on some of the things that people are doing wrong with the internet. I mean, they just might not know it. And I don't necessarily think it's an age difference where, we're more younger, hip kids, and some of these older people are running these businesses and don't necessarily know or haven't looked at it. But I mean, it could be something so simple where they're not connected to Google Webmaster Tools. Maybe their form doesn't actually complete and send the email out once a user clicks send. Maybe they have minor misspellings that they just overlooked. It could be a lot of different things, or even just minor things like those, where just fixing and touching up these things could actually really improve and improve your ranking. And not only that, but also your customer experience, because they'll look at your website or your platform and then see, wow, these guys care about what I'm looking at, and they're providing relevant, accurate information.
No, I think that's great advice, and I don't think so. When you say, I mean, and it's always hard for us when we're in our own shoes, but when you say something like connected to Google's web tools, anybody that's not in the business just glazed over. So that's not a simple thing, and I would not overlook that. Simple to you because you work in it day in and day out. But I'll tell you, I don't even think I had Google Analytics set up to maybe like a year or two ago, and I didn't even know that I needed to have it set up. And then I'm like, oh my
Oh,
gosh, we
yeah.
have all this data now, makes sense. And for some of you people out there that are listening that are like, I knew I have to do that, and you haven't done it yet, you need to definitely follow up with Shane. And I think that's a great transition, Shane. If somebody who does want to contact OD Applications or to learn more about what you do, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, so they can reach out. Go to our website. It's odapps.org. We have a whole bunch of information there. We're going to be focused on adding some more information too, expanding a little bit more on our services. But I would recommend just go to our website, just give us a call, or you can fill out the form and we can reach out to you.
Perfect. And I do want to give you a plug. I understand I love supporting the podcast community. Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast, please?
Yeah, so we also run a cryptocurrency podcast called Crypto News TV, where we cover certain different topics about cryptocurrency, some hidden secrets of the government, and some just fun, interesting topics we go over.
That's awesome. And can you give us the title one more time, please, of the show so people can look it up?
Yeah, certainly. It's Crypto News TV.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Shane, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your entrepreneurial journey and all the great work you're doing over at OD Applications. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. Share this with your friends and family. I mean, do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really do appreciate it. It does mean a lot to me. And Shane, thanks again for coming on the show.